Shalom lekulam, hello to everybody. We know that we are in a portion that called Bamidbar, and we're starting a new book, the new book of Moses. And the new book of Moses, Bamidbar, is basically the fourth book since Bereshit, Bereshit Shmot Vayikra Bamidbar. So on some commentary, the first four books was written by God, and the fifth book was written by Moses. And from a point of the name of God, so try to imagine that you can say that the first book is Keter, the second book is Chochmah, the third book is Bina, and this book is Ze'er Anpin, and Malchut is written by human, which is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's repeating everything. But what does Bamidbar mean? Bamidbar, the word Bamidbar, in the desert, or while we're walking in the desert, because this entire struggle of the Israelite after they leave the consciousness of being a slave with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, Aaron, Miriam, Joshua, and the Skenim and the Aldery, and God guiding them to get the Israelite out of Egypt, out of a place of absolutely being slave to the materialistic universe, into Jerusalem, which is meaning that you have to elevate your consciousness into the highest level, which is no longer about physicality and how to manipulate the physical world. And you're jumping in to an area where it is to do with spirituality, which is not to do with the body. Because if you want to think about it, people ask about reincarnation, why people coming back here. If you're attached to this physical world, then you have to come back here, that you will have to be suffering from a pain, then you're going to have a tikkun here, you're going to have issues here. This is what life is about. Why? Because, simple, because you relate to this physical world. But if a person starts practicing, training his body to be ruled by the soul, then every time there is a lust for food or sex or something else, you're capable of controlling it. Why? Because at that moment, you're actually telling yourself, hey, I think the body controlling me in this sense, and I have to get out of the desert. I have to maintain myself spiritual while I'm in the desert. So think about it. The desert that we're talking about, leaving Egypt, leaving the thing that we are totally addicted to the body. That's what Egypt represents, addiction to the body. I'm a slave to the body. If you're a slave to the body, you have to come back. For that reason, you have the mummy in Egypt, right? Everybody, every Egyptian in thousands of years ago kept their body. Why was the body so important? Why was the body so important? Because they believe they're coming back where? To this physical world. It's all a coming back. But if you look at this physical world, what's so amazing about it? What's so amazing? What, the food that you're eating? Can you imagine how much more you can enjoy if you let go of that addiction to the taste or the flavoring of the food? Everything about this physical world is an addiction. Everything about it is an addiction. So being related too well to this physical universe doesn't make you successful. It actually makes you successful here in the most illusionary universe. But to the next level, it's not waiting for a person until the person realizes that this physical universe is just about addiction. Because the body is addicted all day long to kavod, to pride, to respect, to ego, to lust, to need for food, for need for attention. That's who we are. We are connecting to this universe in a body level of consciousness. So the whole portion of Bamidbar is how to transfer myself from a body consciousness into soul. That's why it's called Midbar, from the Medaber. Medaber means to talk. What is the Kabbalist call? A human being? They don't call us human being, Ben Adam. They call us Medaber. Or Chai Medaber, the living that know how to talk. Why? Because through your talk, through your action, through your mind, you have to start thinking what's important for you. What's important for you? Everybody's busy with what people think of them after they die. What if after you die, you go to all new universe that you have to restart? what we call Olam Haba. In the Olam Haba, you cannot be in Olam Haba if you still have a touch with the Olam Hazeh. You cannot go to the next upper level if the lower level is still a level that you feel you're addicted to. So I know it's kind of saying goodbye, and kind of saying goodbye to this physical universe is hard. Some of you have big home and fancy and park and all this, but there is so much more in Olam Haba. There is so much world more in the next world to come. Now, can you do everything that you're doing right now for the sake of Olam Haba? Is this not selfish? Well, the Olam Haba or the next world to come is not exactly how we think it is. I mean, there it's not about pride, because the desire to receive for oneself alone is not working there. There is not about lust, because there is no body attachment. Try to think that you're thinking only from the soul. So what is the soul thinking? What is the soul thinking? Well, the soul thinking love. The soul thinking giving. The soul thinking study about the one who created me or created my soul, which is God. That's what the soul is about. The soul is not about what can I receive. It's what can I give? What can I build? How can I guide? That's what the soul is about. The body is about me, 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 and myself. That's what the body is about. So when a person is achieving the best university, best amount of money, best recognition, being famous, having all this and that, great, good for you. You made it in this world. You made it. But that means that you're very much attached to this world, and for that reason you have to be reincarnated again to this world. For what? So you can learn the lesson that this world is not for you. Not for you. That's not where you want to end up. And to let go of that is difficult, because the body becomes addicted to all the gift that this physical world, which is a physical world, which your body is physical, so they have affinity. So if the body say, no, I don't want any fulfillment from this physical universe, what happened? You detach from this world. So when a person die, then he have a second chance to go to Yetzirah, to go to the next world to come. And you will experience life very differently. It's not how we experience life in this world. We get used to this world, but it's not how God created the world. The universe that God created is perfect. No pain, no suffering, no jealousy. Always enough, always happy. Why we don't experience it? Because we attach to the body. And the body is attached to this world that is physical. So for that reason, we have to go to the desert to every day fix it and fix it and fix it and fix myself. That's why there is 3 reincarnation, 4 reincarnation, 1,000 reincarnation. That one day the person is going to make it, you know, overcome that selfish agenda of the body. So when people think you're selfish or have some addiction or something like this, and they judge you for that, don't get angry. Agree with that. Yes, my body is sick. My soul is amazing. My body is not good, and that's why I have to go to my desert. Everybody has a desert. Everybody has a desert. So you go like that. I'm opening from the Sulam Parashat Bamidbar, and I'm starting from the first verse. Let's see how we change it from Bamidbar, from the desert, into Yerushalayim, into Jerusalem, which is spirituality. Because Yerushalayim, or Israel, the land of Israel called Israel. The Roman gave it a name, they called it Palestine, but it was never Palestine. Why? Because of the Pelishtim that used to fight with King with Samson. But lack of history lecture by the Roman, I guess they went to the wrong teacher. Something went off there. But the original name is Israel or Canaan. Before it was called Israel, it's called Canaan. Canaan, Kavodelik, Lachnia. Lachnia. What does Canaan mean? To surrender the body. A land where the body has to surrender, and then you get Israel. Israel is Li Rosh. Li Rosh. Li Rosh meaning, to me, it's a head. What does that mean? It means in Israel, you have a chance to work only on the soul. But if you go into Israel just for what can I get, then you are still in Bamidbar. When you're thinking what you're going to get in Bamidbar, so how, what do we do? How do we get out of it? Tell us the Zohar, verse 1. God is talking to Moses in Midbar Sinai, in the desert, desert of Sinai, in the tent called Ol Moed. Rabbi Abba opened. He relate a verse that say, and God created the human in his own image. How is that connected? We studied that. When God created the human, he make him in a shape of the upper and the lower, and he was include everything. I mean, human is the perfect creation. Why? It says the most elevated soul, like God, and the lowest of the lowest of the lowest body from the dirt. Meaning the selfish ego dirt compared to the highest pure loving soul. And you mix the both together. And then the soul have to fight the body, and the body fight the soul. All day. That's what we're going through. That's Bamidbar. That's the desert. Now we know why Rabbi Abba put it there. Because it says, before Adam commit the sin, the whole world will be fear Adam. Why? Because they saw the soul. And the body was not contaminated yet. So it was perfect body. The contamination happened later after the sin. And because of that, the body controlled the soul. And that the soul doesn't come to expression and the value of the soul go down. And we continue. What does that mean that he created in the image of God? Tell us the Zohar that he created male and female. That's what means the image of God. And he had two faces, male and female. So the female was not created after, as many people want to think. But still, we don't understand what is the Zohar want to help us here. והיה מסתכל בחוכמה, כיוון שחטא נתמעטו הפרצופים. The wisdom that he had before the sin was unbelievable. He was able to connect the whole world together. והיה מסתכל על בדברי הגוף שלו. But because Adam were only busy with his body, and how to maintain the body, how to get the six-pack, how to eat vegan, how to stay healthier, how to live longer, how to buy a better house. When a person is busy with that, it's not that he's not going to get something. He's going to get something. But he's going to be a winner in the arena called Olam Asiya, called the world of action. And if that's the goal, then you're going to make it. So when people are looking to become a winner only in the physical world, bravo! But it's not the goal. And that's been his children were a mix of Adam. You have Abel, who came from his soul, from the upper level, and Cain, who came from the lower, from the body. That's why Cain could kill. And they couldn't be together. Meaning, because he committed sin, the body will have also an agenda. Before that, was only the soul was strong, and the body was kind of neutral. And that means the soul can maintain the body. But when the body ate from the tree of knowledge, as the serpent, the snake, seduced Adam and Eve to do so, then now the body starts to control the soul. And now the first child, the Cain, came from the body, and Abel came from the soul. So now you have mix. And that's why you see a lot of time family, that you have different kids in the house. There's kids that come from the soul, there's kids that come from the body. Because in the time of sexuality between the husband and the wife, we have to ask them, what you were thinking about? If you were thinking just about your own little orgasm of enjoying themselves, then of course you have a body kid. But if you're thinking about what to give, how to love, what to do, then of course the kid is born into a tremendous, tremendous kedusha, tremendous holiness. But in kolze, olam ha'tachton lo nishlam ve'lo yashlem, lo nimtzam kimo ad she'ba'avraham. So the physical world also was split because of them. Because the physical world, as we're living in it, need to get also spirituality. With everything exists in this world, even as half enough, half holiness and half impure system. And more you let the body control, more this universe become chaotic. Yes, we have to take care of bad global warming. Yes, we have to take care of vegan and organic and all this. I agree with all of it. But if the agenda is coming from how much money I'm going to make from the vegan or from the global warming, then I'm going back to the selfish idea, and that's when I will destroy the world again. The whole idea is to come from what can I give, what can I do? So you say Abraham was the first one. Why? What did Abraham do to change this world to make it more about the soul? Why Abraham only? Because Abraham was busy with chesed. Abraham was busy with kindness. Abraham was busy with hospitality. Abraham was opening his tent for food and drink for people that he didn't even know. Or people who even looked like his enemy. He didn't care. He said, how can I open my tent for more? Was it comfortable? No. It was after being circumcised. It was painful for the body. But then he tells his body, I don't care you feel pain. I'm still want to make sure that my soul is doing the job. Because he knew that this physical world is only for the testing. Test drive. You know, you are here to be tested. That's it.
You're supposed to be tested. That's why you are here. That's what Bamidbar is. ואחז בו בעולם במין שוחד כמו שוחד ימינו על מי שנפל. ביצחק, then his son came, Isaac, אחז בידו של העולם בשמאל. Then Isaac correct this whole world from left column. Abraham correct this world from the right column. Isaac correct the left column. What does it mean from left column? Why it mean correct to be able to maintain saying no to your body? Abraham say yes to his soul. What did Isaac need to do? Say no to the body. That's why Isaac was the only one who's supposed to be on the altar with a risk to his body. Isaac was the example of humanity how we need to live. When people give, a lot of time I see when they give as much as they, it's good, safe for them. But are you ready to give something that might be yours to somebody else? When the last time did you buy an apartment for somebody else? When the last time did you do that? You have so much money that you can buy actually an apartment and surprise person say, I'm buying this apartment for you. I mean, that's tough. When the last time did you do something that it was actually for you? You bought a car. Let's say you bought a car. That's expensive, right? You buy a car. And you said, this car is for you. You know, out of your way, you have a watch which is super expensive. I don't know, some big name, Philippe, or the other name. And it's on your hand, and you take it off your hand and say, hey, I want to give it to you. Now, that's out of your way. Abraham was like that. He was with chesed. Isaac was out to prevent yourself from receiving. It's a different type of work in Olam Hazeh, in this world, how to get out of the desert. I hope you hear me. This is one of the deepest subject and topic that I'm able to give you. And I hope as many people as we can listen to it. So if you know anybody who speaks English, please send it to as many people as possible. Please. I'm asking you. It can make all change in the world. ואחת בידו של העולם בשמאל, דן בגבור, את כן בעולם יותר, כיוון שבא יעקב, what about Jacob, the son of Isaac, אחת באמצע בגוף שהוא קו אמצעי. It took the body, and he took the soul and he make a center column. He created the balance between the two. He said to the body, you need to learn to behave and be spiritual, and the soul have to learn to be spiritual. Meaning what? Meaning that Jacob was busy that the body will also do something good. He forced the body to do good thing. בגוף שהוא קו אמצעי, נכון בבית צדים בימין ובשמאל נתקיים מעולם ולא היה מתמוטט. And because of Jacob, the whole world was able to be balanced. So you want to change the global warming, you want to change that the universe will be better and better. It's not just to make some announcement and gathering in some Hilton hotel somewhere and speak about how bad the government is and how bad it is. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. First, you got to work on you. You got to work on the me. And what is the me? First, am I giving enough when it's painful for me? Abraham, am I giving my watch off that thing? When I will go to do one of those conventions, and I will see those 100 people with their papillon tie here, you know, and they talk about the future of the world, and then they have lunch break, and then again, when I see them taking the lunch, at least the lunch, whatever you prepare for you, and give it to your friend and say, can I make you lunch? Between them, it will be kind. Then they can talk about global warming. Then they can talk about saving the world. They have to be like Abraham, taking the watch over there, I want to give it to you as a gift, because I know that this world is an illusion. That's Abraham. Then Isaac, then you are first in line. You're Isaac, and you give away. You're being first in line in the food for those convention, and you give somebody else. Now we're getting Isaac. Then Jacob. Jacob is making the body do spiritual thing, and the soul to think and to talk spiritual thing. That's a balance. We got to start doing it to make our life better, to make the universe better. ואם כל זה, לא נשתה לעולם בשרשה ושיעקב ולידיות דשבטים. Even after those three people, say the Zohar, in verse 6, the universe still didn't have a balance of spirituality until it was 70 people that went together to Egypt to basically transform physicality in spirituality. 12 tribes, 70 people to Egypt. And then that was not enough. Until Nishlam Chakiblu Israel Torah Bukama Mishkan. Until the Torah was given to Mount Sinai and until the tabernacle were built. As did came all about Jerusalem. Then the whole world was okay. I know there is a war right now in Jerusalem. People are fighting for the right. How stupid. When you're not getting spiritual education, then you're stupidly spiritual. And that's your fight. What is Jerusalem? What are you doing with Jerusalem? What are you doing? Where is this place was built? And I know me, my yarmulke and my beer, I have no right to speak about Jerusalem because it's on politics. I'm not care about politics right now. I care about the real message here.
What is Jerusalem? What is it? What is it? Ask any Muslim, Christian, and Jew. No clue. If you're not a Kabbalist, you have no idea what it is. Jerusalem is like the Mishkan. Like there is a tabernacle, and the tabernacle after they came from the desert, Bamidbar, and they achieved the level they need to achieve, the Israelite, then they're supposed to build a place that will stay, not that they're traveling with. That's the temple in Jerusalem. It's not about being Jewish. It's about a place that brings peace between people. So what is the Klipot will do? What is the negative force? Create war. Right now it's between Palestinian and Jew. Tomorrow it will be between Christian and Arabs and then this. It's always going to be a war about this place. Until people will wake up and understand, hey, listen, those people have a mission. What is their mission? Those Jewish people are supposed to build a temple in Jerusalem, and through that everybody will be in peace. Then global warming will not be a problem. Nothing will be a problem. But we don't have leaders who are running spirituality from a place of what's good for the world. They're running it with competition. Who will win this? Almost like running over a baseball card. Stupid. We need to run it right. Whoever has power, please reach out to me. Reach out to me. I don't have the political power or overly religious power or to gather me together with some religious leaders, Jewish, Christian, and Muslim, to talk together. I would like to run the talk for you, all of you, and show you that it's possible to live together. It's not a big deal. But first, have an understanding of the roots. Go back to what God wants from us. Do you want to do what God wants from you, or you want to do what your religion tells you to do? Wake up. Jerusalem, and specifically the Holy Temple, belong to the people that were in Egypt with the 70 people of Jacob. You want to call them Jewish? Call them Jewish. You want to call them Israelite? Call them Israelite. I don't care what you call them, but those are the people, that's Kohen, Levi, Israel, that's supposed to build a place that brings peace to the world. That's the purpose of the place. It's not the purpose of not a place to become Jewish. It's not a Jewish thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's a peace that we bring to the world from there. When the Torah and Mishkan was built, which is Eran Ben Malchut, then everything can come down and all of us can make our transformation. So we continue it. And I'm jumping. What do we do on a personal level? So I'm in verse 21. Rabbi Lazar Patach, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, say, Shimchu et Yerushalayim v'gilu ba. You have to be happy with Jerusalem, and you also have to have joyful time in Israel. How wonderful the Torah is, say Rabbi Lazar. Everybody who studied Torah, God listened to your words, and God want to live in your soul, in your body, in your house. And all your enemy is falling apart when you study Torah in the right way. Why? What is the Zohar trying to tell us here? When you study the Torah, the purpose of the Torah is to bring peace in the world. The purpose of the Torah is not to bring the Jewish religion into the world. Did you ever see a missionary? Missionary, you say? Missionary. Missionary going around and trying to convince you to be a Jew? Did you? I never saw even one. It's the only one religion that you're not allowed to convince somebody else to join. One religion. Only one. Why? Because the purpose of the Jewish religion, it wasn't about the religion. The Jewish religion was about how can we help the all people in the world, the whole nation of the world. All nation of the world have to have peace, peaceful time. All nation of the world supposed to have money. All nation of the world supposed to have a good time and health and everything is okay. But if you, there is two problems. One problem, if you don't let the Jew go back to Jerusalem, go back to the Temple Mount to do their job, it's not going to work. Second problem, if the Jew don't want that job, it's also a problem. And those of you who read the Quran, if you read the Quran, I hope you will, it says that one of the purposes of the Muslim is to push the Jew to want that job again. So people who don't understand really the Jewish religion from the background, not from the religion, political, Zionism, whatever you want to call it, it's stupid. Stupid means unknowledgeable. That religion was supposed to save the whole nation, not just the Jew. But we need to do it right. Please, if you know any religious leader, top religious leader of Islam and Christianity and that, and rabbis, we can gather together, we can do a Zoom together,
And slowly, slowly we can come to term, and then we present things differently to the world. This is will be nothing will give me more joy. Because when a person studies Torah, the words that he say, or the mitzvah that he's doing, go in front of God and say, I was made by this person. The words I was saying by that person. And then he brings peace to the world because he brings peace between Ze'er Anpin and Malchut. And this is what beautiful. Because happiness is not going to happen. Listen carefully to the Zohar, verse 23. Happiness can only happen in the world when Israel, when the Israelite, when the Jew are living in the Holy Land, when the Ze'er Anpin is in Malchut, and when they live there, okay, then there can be truly happiness for the other nation. So if the other nation will understand it, okay, not from a political point of view, the stupid political thing, not from a religious, stupid religious point of view, from the laws of the universe, those people called the Israelite or the Jew, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has to live in this land. They have to. Not for them. For them, maybe they don't want to live there. That's why most Jewish people don't live in Israel. They live outside. Why? Because if they live there, it will give a chance for the world to be in a better place. Unbelievable. So, there is a story with Rabbi Abba Chama. He saw a person in Iraq that was very happy. He was celebrating, and he kicked him with his leg. He said, why are you kicking me? He said, only when Jerusalem is happy, you're allowed to be happy. Jerusalem is not happy, there is no point even to smile. And what we learn from that? What does Jerusalem represent? What does Israel represent? Jerusalem represents the soul of the universe. If you want to know what is the soul of this planet called Earth, Jerusalem is the soul of the planet. This is Jerusalem. You have happiness in Jerusalem, the whole world will be happy. Right now it's sad. Sad. People are fighting. You are fighting because of stupidity, or people are fighting because the leader tells them to fight, or people are fighting for injustice. First, we have to set up the rules. There is no justice or injustice. What is the right thing to do? What is the right thing to do? And sometimes the first pill to swallow is tough, it's bitter. But after we swallow it, and you see that the universe become a better place to be, why not? Would you like to drive your car, or your bus, or your airplane to be fly by a person that God wanted to fly it, or you want it to be fly? I don't want to use the God because it sounds politic. You want the person who run your universe to know what they're doing, or you want the surgeon, okay, like the advertising. Come on, guys. So, as we explain here, Bamidbar, meaning physicality. Physicality. The way to get out of it is to work on our mitzvot, on our study of Torah and all this and that. You get out. And if you are too much attached to this physical universe, that means you can never get out of it. And that's what the grave, the person is stuck in the grave, you know, because he's attached to this ground. But think about it. I mean, what convinced you to go after the tree of knowledge, the ground, the tree, and the animal? Animal is the snake, the tree is the tree of knowledge, and the earth, and the dirt will make this tree grow up. That's why three of them are attached to the physical universe. The earth is the person being buried and being born from. The tree is the food that you're eating. And the snake is the serpent who are convincing you all day long not to do what you're supposed to be doing. That's how we're stuck in the desert. Getting out of the desert requires work. I'm now jumping to verse 39. Patach v'amar, Rabbi Pinchas, say, the father-in-law of Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai, say this, Hashem uri v'yishi b'mira, God is my light, God is my supporter, why should I have a fear? Hashem uri v'yishi. Aino, kivan she'adam mistakel ba'or ha'elyon, when God look at the upper light, v'akadosh baruch hu yir alav, and God shine on him, eno mityare me'elyonim, is not afraid of the above, and is not afraid of the below. The Alecha Yizrach Hashem, and the shine of God will shine on you. Ukvodo Alech Erae, and the pride of God will shine on you as well. Adonai Maoz Chayai, Aino Kivan Shekosu Vuchokes Bo Badam, and then we know that God holds your hand and he's never going to be afraid again from any judgment. And we are also like this. Say Rabbi Pinchas. Look what he said, Rabbi Pinchas. Kevan shani nechaz be'avicha. Because I'm holding the hand of your father, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and your hand, Rabbi Elazar, eni mityare ba'olam hazeh. I'm not afraid in this physical world, and I'm not afraid in the world to come. Look what the Zohar in verse 39 is telling us. A lot of us were angry. Unlike Ba'omer, the Hilula, the Yom and the Hilula from Bishop of Barakah, so many people die, 45 people die, injury, trauma that happened. Nobody can even understand what just happened. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what's going on? And we know Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai can save us from any negativity when we hold his hand. There's one thing. Who is Rabbi Shimon? Go back. Go back. Find out his beginning. His teacher is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students before him. All die. Because they couldn't have unity. If Rabbi Akiva couldn't save his own student from lack of unity, then his own student, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, is telling us a message. I can save you from any disease. I can save you from any missile. I can save you from any problem you can have. But if among you, you're fighting, what do you want me to do? It's like a father. Can the father save his children? Of course. But can the father, while he's living in the house, can prevent fight between the kids? We must find the one good things about another. We must find one good things about another. We are in a desert now. Find one good things about another. That's how we create peace again among us. You see a person who's doing crime. You're doing a person who's doing terrible thing. Sit, relax. Look at your brother. If there is one good things about him. One. I remember one of my neighbor spoke nasty to my son. I don't hear very well. So I ask my family, did he say that? And normally they know I get upset when people speak not nice to my family. So they tell me, relax, nothing happened. After a few weeks, I heard it again. I asked my son, is it say? He say, yes, he say it. So I had a hard time to see good about him. But then I remember, when I started my organization, he was there for me to help me. I remember one good thing. So even if he insulted my son, he spoke not nice, we have to find one good thing about that person. Because when you find one good thing about the person, you are removing the lack of unity, and through that, you bring peace to him and to you. Please, you want to get out of the desert, you got to be in a place where you look at the person who did some damage and look to one good thing. I have people who stab me in my back. Do I have one good thing to say about them? I have 10 good things to say about them. And I'm not doing it to compliment them. I'm doing it because it's true. You got to find good things about human being. In every human being, there is good and bad. We focus on the bad, it's all going to chaos, guys. So remember, whoever connected to the Torah, to spirituality, is well protected. Whoever connected to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is well protected. And remember, what it say in the Talmud about Yom Kippur. What did it say in Yom Kippur in the Talmud? That when you're about to start the prayer of Yom Kippur, you must, you have to, first ask forgiveness from who? From the people. Then you can ask forgiveness from God. Why is that? Because God is telling you, if you're not capable to lower your ego and say, I'm sorry, then there is no room in my life for you, God is telling you. You want a room? I give you a room. But you're only going to have a room for your soul if you are willing to have a room for another person that hurt you. Please remember that. Getting out of the desert is not easy. Not easy. Getting into Israel, it's not easy. Connect to Jerusalem, not easy. For that, need to get to places. It's okay, it's okay. It's okay. The dog need to bark. My dog is barking. Everybody's worried here when they shoot the video.
What's wrong?
Teaching, baby.
Animal feel. Vegetables feel. Mineral feel. Human have a choice to feel or not to feel. But remember, when the desert.
So if there is something that can make us understand about forgiving, I want to share a story. The story is about a person that got married, and his wife cannot bear a child, no children. And we know that, you know, people like to have children, to like to have family. So they went to see this Kabbalist, who dealing with mystical stuff, and asked him, what's going on? He looked at his hand, he showed him his hand, and he asked him, did you ever promise another woman, another lady to be married to, and you didn't keep your nether, you didn't keep your promise? He said, yeah, it happened. I was young. He said, where's the woman? She lived in another city, in Austria, Vienna. He said, well, you have to apologize to her, and then you have nothing to worry about children. All what you have to do is to go, and she said, I forgive you. It's okay. So he's going to Austria, Vienna, doesn't remember where she lived, doesn't remember anything. So he's looking, and he happened in those days, you know, when there's a bad storm, you know, you don't have a four-wheel drive, you have like a donkey and a little wagon that you rent. So he's stuck under a bridge with a donkey. He's like, say, my God, I can't believe I'm doing it. Looking for him. And there is a few people under the bridge waiting for the rain to pass. And there's a lot of water. And somehow, the family with children that are under the bridge couldn't wait any longer. They leave. So he stayed there under the bridge. He has donkey wagon. And one other person that covered very well in a coat. And he approached that person. He see it's a lady, it's a woman. And he started having a conversation with her. Why is he here? I said, well, I believe in Kabbalah, and I met this person who told me to come here to meet this woman. And she said, what's her name? I said, her name is Esther, he told her the whole name. And she removed the cover from her head. He said, my name is Esther. And you see, that's the woman. And he's shocked. He said, oh my God, is that? And he told her, I believe in God 10 times as much as I should now because I meet you. And so, why you want to meet me? He said, well, you remember that we date. And she said, I remember everything. And you promised me to marry me. And then you disappeared. You went to Germany. And he explained why he did that. And she looked at him with a smile. And she said, listen, I did my work on myself. I forgive you 100%. There's nothing to be worried about. If you want to be totally forgiving, like for me, I want you to do something small for me. He said, anything you ask. She said, do you have enough money? He said, I do. Do you need donations? I said, no, I'm okay. I'm totally fine. I have everything I need. So what do you need then? So, well, my brother is getting married. And they lost the factory that they were building, like the bottom of the shoes. The shoe, what do you call it? The shoe bottom? Sole, the sole that they created in Austria, Vienna. And they lost the factory, and he has no money for the wedding. If you can go help a little bit with the food, and then I forgive you. He said, that's it? I said, yes. It's okay. I said, I'm sorry for it. I said, don't say a word. The rain stopped. She's going her way. He's going again to her brother's address. He arrived to her brother. He's so happy that he knows what to do now. He knocked on the door. He said, hi. And he has cash with him. He said, listen. And the brother recognized him. He said, how dare you coming back here? He said, no, you don't understand. No. I know you're getting married, and I'm here to give you the money you need, whatever you need, $2,000, $3,000, whatever you want. And I look at him. He said, how do you know I'm getting married? So you want to do it? I mean, your sister, I couldn't tell you the story, but I just met your sister 2 hours ago, and she told me you're getting married. And we had some deal between us that she will forgive me this and that, and I will pay for you. I know it sounds weird, but please, let's have a handshake, and I pay you, and everybody's happy. And the guy looked at him and said, what are you talking about? What do you mean? I'm telling you the truth.
And he looked at him and said to him, his sister died 10 years ago. Who did you meet? So you came to make fun of us? No, he said, I swear. And he said, how did she die? So remember when you left Germany and you didn't come back and you forget about the promise of marriage, she became very sad, depressed, and then died. I said, believe it or not, I met her. So I guess I didn't meet her, I met her soul. She told me about the wedding and they start crying together. He paid him the money, of course, and they went back home. And his wife got pregnant. She had a daughter and he named the daughter after her. Why am I sharing this story with you? We might have difficult times sometimes with people, but when we make peace with other people, it's for us, it's not for them. One of the way out of the desert, one of the way to disrelate yourself to this physical, illusionary, chaotic world is to slowly, slowly have peace with people and have kindness toward people. I'm going to read another way of getting out of the desert. What do you need to do? Say the Zohar in verse 74. Whoever want to read it should read it from before. It's much nicer. Yireh adam et atzmo, kilu niftar min haolam. When a person goes to sleep, he has to see himself like he's dying. And he gives his soul back to heaven. And when he does that, then he connects to the tree of life. So it's a weird thing. When you go to sleep, you have to give your soul away. Without your soul, you're dead. But you have to give your soul away back to God as if you die. And because of that, you're staying alive. It's a paradox going on here. So only if you give away something, give away the need to be right, give away the need to be important, you give away the need for your lust, you give away the need for the ego, then you become truly alive, or what we call connect to the tree of life. Why? Because we live in Malchut, Ilana Mavet. We live in the tree of knowledge, good and bad, which is the tree of death, which is here, physicality. And when a person commits a crime that relates to the body, then the person cannot get out of this world. It's like a magnet until it gets purified from that negativity. And for that reason, on every night before you go to sleep, you have to make a confession for every bad thing you did. You have to make a confession that you forgive every human being. And then you have to give your soul back to the Creator. Betikun ze, and this correction has to be from the heart, say in verse 75. And then God have mercy on the person and then remove all the sin. What does that mean, remove all the sin? The sin is the only thing that still connects us to the physical universe. And because of that, we no longer can get out of here. It's a catch 22. First reincarnation, second reincarnation, third reincarnation, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. We're stuck. It's almost a recycle. But don't you want to meet the next world to come? And then the third, and then the fourth, and then the fifth in Keter? Don't you want to climb? You want to climb, got to let go of that. So whoever talk to God, not from the heart, if you don't have to make a confession, let's say in the morning when you make the confession, you have to do it all the way. If you don't do it right, it's dangerous because it's almost like you make fun of God. You're a fan of God, and God said, listen, I want to release all the negativity you did so you don't have to be related to this physical universe again, but don't come and play game. If you come, be for real. That's the old concept of Bamidbar, my friend. This is all Bamidbar. Bamidbar means the desert. How to get out of the land, how to get out of the desert and climb into the level where we're supposed to be. But for that, we need power. For that, we need mentor. For that, we need teacher. For that, we need people who are guiding us. You know, I have some people who decided that I have to be their teacher. Well, if you have to decide that I have to be a teacher, thank you very much. It's compliment me. It's very, very nice. But then you have to be a student. Many people ask me to be their teacher, but they don't want to be a student. They just want me to be their teacher because the teachers say to the teacher to be their teacher, you know? So they decide. So if you want to be my student, then act like a student. Be receptive to receive guidance of how to do, where to go, what not to do. Or if you don't, and you don't listen. So why do you want to listen to me? There's no point here. I want to send everybody in the Middle East, in Jerusalem, in Israel, come down. If there is a way that you can send it to to the Muslim and to the Israeli in the same time. To come down and to understand, it's not going by politics, neither by religion. It's have to go by what God wanted to be. And if you feel you're doing the willing of God by fighting, then I guess fighting it is. But if you think that the goal is somebody has to take over that Temple Mount, you know, somebody has to be in charge of that. And if you're shy about taking over, or if you're fighting taking over, both midot, both attribute is wrong. If you're fighting it to be yours, or if you are understanding it's yours, go for it. You know, but war, it's not the answer. Neither negotiation and politics is the answer. Only spiritual knowledge. For that reason, I'm asking and begging. And if you know any Muslim leaders or any Christian leader who are willing just to sit together and start to have some conversation so the world can see it's possible, that will bring peace. And thank you very much, and you have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Thank you.